This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on the sunny side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
Hello, humans of the earth. How are you? Yay, how you doing, guys? All right, welcome to the sunny side. 21 minutes past 12 p.m. This very beautiful Wednesday afternoon that we hold to be worthy of note. How are you doing? By the way, it's the CEO's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mr. Surge. There's no gist reveal like that. There's really no gist. It's just happy birthday to you, and we wish you the best. God bless you, and this will not fail. I mean, like, all of this would not fail. Today on the show, I think I'm hoping that it goes well. I want to ask you about joining the military. I want to ask whether you've considered. Pino, don't adjust your body. Don't do that. You know the pledge. When I think about the Nigerian pledge, I feel we need to even say more often. Yeah, more than we do already. I think it has a way of reminding us of our nationalistic identity, and maybe if we said it more frequently, we could build a mind towards this idea of a one Nigeria. But no, we're not going to talk about one Nigeria today. We're going to talk about what is happening and what might need your impute. Yes, your impute. Your impute. Your impute. I mean, if you look at a country like North Korea, I hear that their army is the fourth largest in the world. So those guys have, if military power was any kind of resource, those guys have resource when it comes to men on ground. The fourth largest. I mean, I wondered, I don't think they've been to war in the last, 50 years. That kind of war to require that amount of men on foot. But yeah. Who knew? I mean, I understand for America and Britain and maybe France, you know, I understand Germany. I understand first world nations, given the fact that they tend to call the shots, and sometimes that shot lands them in trouble and then they have to go in for a fight. Yeah, I understand that. But I'm wondering whether we could have that kind of resource where, you know, diligent, hardworking, nationalistic, proud Nigerians would go into the army and uphold her honor and glory, so help you God. Come on now. Look, I'm off on a break. When I come back, you need to hear this gist from me. More like it's our open door to a conversation that must be had. I want to know how you feel about being Nigerian, but particularly joining the military. We'll be right back on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to radio.
With Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. We're Nigeria Info, and yes, let's talk about your interest, newfound interest. Newfound because you've heard too many feedbacks about what's not right, and here you are looking for an opportunity to make it right. In the news, House of Representatives on Tuesday confirmed that 386 soldiers resigned from the Nigerian Army in the second quarter of 2020, which is well over 365 figures previously assumed. The House, however, stated that the resignation were not related to the ongoing war against insurgency in the Northeast. The Punch had reported exclusively on July 12, 2020, that no fewer than 356 soldiers in the Northeast and other theaters of operation applied to the then Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Tukur Buratai, for voluntary retirement, citing loss of interest. Loss of interest. Sounds like a kind of divorce.
sometimes when I hear it, like, people are breaking up. Like, so, what irreconcilable difference? Well, what do you mean by that? I mean, what's the issue? So maybe in that moment, what they can actually term it and be nearly correct would be loss of interest. There's no spark anymore. There's no fascination. There's no curiosity. There's nothing that brings that holds mystery for you. But maybe it's not the person. Maybe it's you. Yeah, because many times it's not really the person. I mean, okay, you know what? Let's be straight. Sometimes it's the person, but some of the times it's not. It's you. It's you. It's you having a midlife crisis. Sometimes it's you. You don't even know what you're looking for, but you just know you're looking. The only difference between that mental state and a madman is that the madman is on the street and you're not. But at least now you're leaving this marriage to go right back into the street. So maybe there really isn't any difference. Well, you kind of get it, because many times you speak to people and they are happy to be alive, and the pursuit of happiness is quite an ambition for them. But the absence of meaning keeps them in an eternal pursuit of nothing. They're just hoping for the next thing with a kick. You know, the next thing that has some kind of, you know, something that'll mesmerize them. They're looking for the next fascination, the next high, the next sugar rush, next pump, the next pump pageantry, the next, yeah. That's why it would appear that if you think about it, the reason older men go after younger girls, for example, is, you know, that's the mentality, that's the psychology of that mentality. That there's something new, fresh. They say fresh blood, which sounds very diabolical. Yeah, but you kind of get it. Yeah. But here, a soldier, soldiers, 300, over 380 something of them, 386 specifically of them, you know, citing loss of interest. It's reported that the majority of the soldiers were from the Northeast Theater of Operation, a development which military sources attributed to loss of morale, poor weapons, unimproved allowances, and the continuous loss of soldiers to Boko Haram attacks. Upon further investigation, much was found. The soldiers actually want to be taken care of. They do appreciate much that the military is doing at the moment, but they say much more needs to be done. They would like for better welfare. They want to be catered to in a better way. And I think every arm of Nigeria would say that. I think every department in the nation, everybody wants a better something. I mean, because we're actually aiming for advancement, you can understand why I want a better pay. You know, the CEO, for example, would prefer or maybe appreciate, you know, fair tax. You would want to earn higher. You would want your overhead costs to be manageable so that your business can sustain or can be sustained, but much more can thrive. Because it's one thing to have a business that's just barely surviving. There's thriving. If your business thrives, if your life thrives, then it can be said that life is good. Economically speaking. So here the concern is, I mean, we're having soldiers lose interest for many of the reasons that they have cited. Some would call personal, you know. Others we would say pretty much general loss of interest due to, as they have said, poor morale, unimproved allowances, continuous loss of soldiers. And that has a way of really just killing your spirit. So I wonder, I mean, this is me and my wild thoughts. I wondered whether you would consider joining the military. And sometimes you really would like to, but you would like for something to happen before you join. So let's talk about serving the nation. Let's talk about patriotism. Let's talk about the fact that the nation has issues that needs to be addressed. One of many would be, I mean, you heard the defense minister. We play that audio for you. He said, look, the military stretched. It's a man's responsibility to defend himself, but the military is stretched. We know it's our responsibility to defend the nation, but we're stretched and we're doing everything that we can to ensure the safety of lives and property. So I thought, what if, you know, you can have this conversation with people? Would you like to join the Nigerian military? It's honorable. There are not many honorable things left on the face of the earth. Serving your nation is one of it. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. For the love of nation and to defend her. At this point now, we're defending borders, we're defending lives, properties, peace, unity. There's a whole lot of defense that needs to stand up for the people and for the nation to be at peace. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Now let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank calling from Ojo Alago.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
Joyce, did you miss me within the week?
No, I didn't.
You did not miss me?
Huh. No.
Joyce, you did not miss me over 1 week now, Abby.
I mean, look, first of all, we're glad you're alive. Nothing gets better than that.
No problem. After, we'll continue on that. You did not miss me.
No.
Joyce, back to the matter.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's only the tree. I heard that they will cut it. Then the tree will stay there. But if there's a human being that will kill him, he will run like me. If you tell me that he will kill me, now me, I will run.
Are you saying you cannot die for your nation? You can't die for the nation?
I will not. And because of this, I'm going to do something for my mother this year. Because I joined this military in 1992 because my dad was a soldier.
Oh.
Before he died. I joined military. We started from my former military house of assembly. So I was going that train from that local Italia, that side then. My mom fell sick and they rushed out to Onitangwa. My mom was in ambulance when they bring her. He said, and that she's going to die if I did not come out. My dad said, if she wants to die, let me die, that I will go. But at the end of the day, I have to come out. So if not for my mom today, maybe nobody could have known that I was created in this life or I was born. I could have, if I don't die, say I'll be soldier. But today, see me had a bounce. That time, soldier was a very big work in this country.
It still is. It's honorable.
No. I will joke.
Okay.
Soldier now. Okay, why are they running out?
Loss of interest.
Up there. They lost interest because of something. Mm. People are there. Now, see how bandits is being taken care of. Settling and giving them goodie bags and everything. But the soldier that is suffering, you will not pay them their salary. You will not give them the allowances. You will not even give them food. You give them toy gun to go and fight Boko Haram with you.
You're making the picture worse.
You see, good.
Well,
okay, now some of the repented Boko Haram now, they have been taking good care of the soldiers. Okay, now look at one of them was saying that they will go for that war front. The Boko Haram will be shooting them. But their commander will say, don't shoot. Don't shoot. All you will be hearing, army has scattered their horns. Army have scattered. You will not hear that army.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you want to join the Nigerian military.
I can never now. I don't want to die.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side. Ibuka is here. Welcome to the show.
Would have been enjoyed.
Yes. Welcome, Ibuka. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to your CEO and also my elder brother. Today is his birthday.
Nice.
Even in my family, I were like two or three.
Oh, yes. Bless them.
Yeah, I honestly bless them. Joyce, you said something. Our thriving state, or the thriving state of our life in this country, my sister, is like under probability. Do you get that?
Mm-mm.
What tomorrow brings, we take it like that.
Oh, okay.
My experience yesterday and the day before yesterday, my sister, it was like, what? This country, just like you are going on fast track, you spend your money. But if you want to go on normal track, guy, you got to sweat it out. You see, when you talk about this...
Would you join the military to correct that?
Correct my sister. I went to immigration on Monday. That money, so if they haven't collected all this money and they are not giving it to using it to better the life of this soldier, why can't they resign? And my sister, because you see, it's just like in Aroro, there was an area, one kid they walk, bamboo the shop. Who be mumu now? Listen, you are talking about soldiers saving the life of many people, you are allocating many money to give them, and it's not getting to them. I want a friend that is in the
money is getting
the
to them. I think maybe what you mean is not enough is getting to them.
It's getting to them, but it's not enough. Maybe by the end of the day, some costs will reduce. Do you know of this?
So you would not join the Nigerian military?
You know, these contract workers, you know, you bargain this amount will be paid. But before you get to it, they will remove like 10 or 15% out of your salary. See, I know they join.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, my immediate brother has this my mentality. He wants to join soldier. He wants to
leave him alone. I mean, he has a passion for the nation.
Good. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. When your family members would not support your dream, that's an example of it. Hello, welcome, Jacob. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, back to the matter. You know, anything about Nigeria is nice, too. Seriously. You know, I was once in military.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but because of, they don't treat military very well. That's why I quit, seriously.
They don't do what? What happened to you?
Yeah, they don't treat the military well.
Oh.
They don't pay better salary. Even now that I'm talking to you, as in the salary that I'm collecting now, I work as a driver, but the salary that I'm collecting now is more than the salary that like a private in Nigeria Army is collecting. That's the truth.
Oh, really?
So they don't pay
How many years ago? It depends. If you worked there 10 years ago, I'm sure much has happened the last 10 years.
Yeah, since 2005, I was in the military.
2005. I'm sure some Nigeria. Yeah. I'm sure they have implemented policies that have made the lives of military officers better.
Joyce, even my brother that's in the military right now that I'm talking to you, he's always complained that, as I told him that, since the salary that I'm collecting here in Lagos, he that is in bush, he doesn't receive salary like that.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. He was complaining to me. Imagine.
Okay.
So anything about this country, forget.
So you would not join, you wouldn't reconsider joining the military?
I can never do anything that will benefit this country because I've never benefited anything from Nigeria. I can never in my life waste my time.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Thank you for
Nigeria,
your truth.
Nigeria Army cannot even fight ordinary insurgency.
No. Is that really accurate? They actually say that they can. They just need weapons. No, they haven't said that they can't.
Which weapon, Joyce? Which weapon? Use the one that we have first.
You think they have weapons and they're not using it and they're choosing instead to be killed?
Joyce, let them use the one that they have first.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome, Prince, to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you here.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Prince. We're happy to have you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. To your question, firstly, I would not want to join the Nigerian Army. Reason being that I had a friend who retired as a colonel.
Yeah.
And my son actually wanted to join the Nigerian Army. When I called him for advice, he said, that thing is not Nigerian Army. I said, what do you mean? He said, I should look at the emblem? Can I pick anything there? Everything there is written in Arabic. And that is what is playing out in the Nigerian Army now. That is no longer Nigerian Army. That there's a whole lot of things that are not being said openly. That should not just send my son to go there and suffer and lose his life. That when Nigeria becomes Nigeria, then we'll know how to go about it.
But did you check the emblem to confirm what your friend was saying?
Yes, I did. Everything written there, I couldn't pick anything. They were written in Arabic. I don't know if Arabic is part of our language or our lingua franca.
Well, it might not be lingua franca, but it's actually part of our language.
Arabic?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are people who speak Arabic in the north. There are people who speak Hausa. People speak English. People speak their native, their mother tongue.
No. You said we don't have any local dialect that is Arabic in Nigeria.
Local dialect, yes.
Yes.
But people, due to their religion, have had to learn Arabic.
I was thinking we're a secular nation.
Well, and that's a very solid argument. I was just trying to highlight the fact that, people actually speak Arabic. Well, that's a second language.
If it has been written in English, Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, then Arabic, it is understandable.
Uh-huh.
How come you have just Arabic there?
Okay, that's a fair concern. That's a fair concern. So for that reason, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You make a solid argument, actually. So for that reason, I mean, it's not as though you don't have faith in them. You just have questions that need to be answered before you join.
Yeah. The truth of... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
The truth is that for now, you still have people in the Nigerian Army who actually believe that they are there to serve.
Nice.
But like what he told me, he said the recruits from the past 10 years have a different ideology. And the promotions also tend towards that ideology. That there's a whole lot of things that we don't know and is not being said outside. So with that, why should I put my son to a place where he's treated in secrecy?
All right.
And those that are resigning have cogent reasons to resign.
Well, fair
because
is one.
If we are fighting insurgency or terrorists, and from behind we're getting a different low morals, low information, we're not equipped. I mean, life is so precious to be played around with.
All right.
So I don't blame them. The way the leaders up there appreciate their life, that is why the way the soldiers also appreciate theirs. The first rule of survival is me first. So they have to survive first.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You would not be joining. Welcome, Christopher from Ikoyi. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much. Quick one. Happy birthday to your CEO, right?
Yeah.
I wish him long life, good health.
Yeah, good health.
He will live long. Joyce, these are the type of people the name supposed to ring bell. What did you call the name? You just mentioned the name, very tiny. What is the name again?
Oh, I didn't want to make him a conversation. He's a private guy. His name is Seth.
No. Why? These are people who are making things to happen in Nigeria. We should hear their names, not all these politicians. You will see their picture, beat or whatever on the television.
Yeah.
No. The man is making things to happen in this country. The name should ring bell, Joyce, please.
Actually, I agree.
Thank you. Quick one, back to the matter. Joyce, Nigerian Army.
Would you
my
join?
My brother was in... age.
Oh.
If not, if age is on my side, with what is happening now in terms of security, come on, I want to be at the forefront. You hear the name of people like Colonel Achu's there.
Okay.
You heard of people like Nzogo, Colonel Onyekwelu, people like Fajuyi them, Alani Akiriade. These are soldiers. The ones we have now, come to Ikoyi here, my neighboring whatever here, you see them cruising with BMW 5 Series.
You can't blame
like
my brother.
Wait, but Ebuka said something. Monkey, they walk, bamboo, they chop, right?
Okay.
My junior brother died March last year. Onyekwene, 7th of this month, it will be 1 year. He died in the war front there in the bush. Small boy. Nothing to show. You will see them begging for food, arms. Even to give them
Did you say begging for food?
No, that is the problem. You know what I know?
No.
I think the politicians have gotten into these guys. You know, they want to leave that psychedelic life, I'd be funky life than like the ones in the bush, those who are facing these bad guys in Boko Haram, whatever. They should take care of. The generals should go in a Land Rover, yeah, that their truck. Be in the forefront. Not using your BMW, cruising from Palomo to the idea that you was carrying everybody away. So for me, like I said,
you would
I
have joined,
it.
But you
oh
know,
my God,
you've
I'll
lost
be at the front.
All right.
Okay, know what they call a kukwamanonya?
Well, that's an
hello, Joy.
Yeah. What does it mean now?
Oh, you know air.
The air doesn't get trapped. That's what it means.
Oh my God! All I'll right. be there.
Okay.
Pick up these guys like picking ants.
Okay. All right. This is nice.
It's just unfortunate that the ones at the front, the world front, are just suffering it. But the top ones are here, enjoying the condition and the BMW cars.
Your position is very, very compelling. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome, Joseph, to Nigeria Info. Would you join the Nigerian military?
Yes, I joined the Nigerian military in 1968. And that time, Nigerian army was very good.
Nice.
That is during time of war. We are the one that fight the civil war. Hello, are you hearing me?
I can.
Right, you're hearing me?
I can. So you've lived your life, you have defended your nation, and...
We defend the nation, and we are retired.
You're retired
voluntary retired.
Okay.
And the year 2015, we are called those that serve 10 years and above, that we should register as pensioners. And since 2015, nothing has been paid to any one of us. We have our certificate of
service
registration as a pensioner. Till now, nothing has been paid to us. President Buhari has been promising us, but till now, nothing has been done. Some men have died and some in the hospital today. So we are begging patriotic Nigerians to come to our rescue. We fight it to keep Nigeria one, and today Nigeria is one. So we are begging the whole Nigeria to come to our rescue.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the good work that God has been using you to do.
The Lord is my
shepherd. In your station.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Bless your heart. Thank you. John from Lekki is here on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you, John, and welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. The question is very final.
You love the question, yeah? So give me a beautiful answer. Maybe not beautiful. Give me an honest answer.
No, I'm not going to give you an honest answer.
Uh-oh.
But if you, Joyce, let me ask you a question. Hello?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Can you work in Radio Nigeria?
That was the first radio station I worked before I moved to Brilla and then came to Cool FM.
So do you enjoy working there?
Absolutely. I had wonderful colleagues. I worked with Radio Nigeria, Ikoyi, and then from there. So this is my fourth radio station. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. That it was beautiful because I think you want to sub the government right now. No, it was good. And it was honestly good. And I'm not even saying it because, you know, it was actually good. The people in the station made it beautiful. Like wonderful humans, really.
All right. Okay, that is for you.
Yeah.
I am not going to. Sometimes ago, a military man called me that he wanted me to join the Nigerian army.
What did you say?
Is there any other word to say capital? No.
Are you joking? Is it on? Look, pride and glory. You don't want that sort of pride.
Joyce. Somebody cannot just tell me to go and jump inside the fire or jump inside the ocean. Then, even if that person have some influence on me, I will do something.
To shake off the influence?
Yes.
What? Well, so hold on a second. I understand that, you know, the job description requires you to have enough courage to die for your nation. So is this an absence of courage? Or you just don't think that Nigeria is enough, you know, is sufficient reason for you to put your life on the line?
Yes, the other person that I've just finished speaking before the last one now told you that the Nigeria is a scam looking at it. Okay, see the logo. There are a lot of things that is hidden, and they don't want this thing to come up.
But yeah, but I mean, if you ignore the logo, for example, and face what can be said to be a higher calling, isn't that a sufficient... Yeah, like a higher calling to defend your nation. Don't you think that that's something to stand for, fight for?
Okay, Joyce, let me answer you with this, so I'll give other people a chance.
Please.
When there is a nation, I, as a person, will go to defend it. For now, there is no nation.
Okay, you have no faith.
That is just the truth.
And that's okay. Thank you very much for calling. I have IODG Emmanuel on the telephone from Badagry, a first-time caller. Thank you very much for calling.
You're okay?
We're happy to have you here. Please go ahead.
I'm happy to speak with you and to George. I would love to.
Nice.
Yeah, I would love to. But the problem is my age now. Because I tried. That was 2014. I tried 2015 also.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried in Nigerian Air Force that I had to go to the to court to get an affidavit to reduce my age again.
Oh, why?
But the first time I tried, that was 2014, I was picked. But when I got to depot, I spent about a week and some days. So we're told a new list to be out. So when the new list came out, I couldn't find my name there again. So I went to the office, I asked them, my name is not here. So they said that I should come to the office, that someone needs to speak with me. I won't say his name on here.
Mm-hmm.
They said I should bring almost 50,000 naira if I would love to. That if you, I told how where do you want me to get this money from? So the next thing they just packed us, they just dropped us.
You were told to bring 350,000 naira to have your name shortlisted.
Yes.
And listed actually. Okay.
Yes.
And you didn't have so you couldn't pay and therefore you didn't join.
I couldn't. I have a friend, just officially called me, said he was emphasizing on his regret in joining the Nigerian army. I said, why? He said, they were only, the commander told them, that the Boko Haram and in some places that they should just go there. So the man in charge of the operation, on their way going, he said his spirit doesn't go. So they had to turn back.
Wow.
So he said, immediately they turned back, just few minutes, it was a bomb blast.
Wow.
So he said the man was a Yoruba man. So I think he uses charm and all that. So that was how they were.
Oh, the charm! The charm he was using told him to go back.
Yeah, so he knew that maybe a ring in his finger.
Wow.
That he knew got hot. That he had to just tell those guys to.
Wow, you guys have stories for life. What? Okay, I mean, like, I guess if he believes in it, okay. So would you like to join?
The opportunity. Now it's Lord. If you don't have a godfather or a backbone.
Let's assume there was no obstacle in your way. No requirement for a godfather or a 300,000.
I was too lofty because I just ate the way Boko Haram are killing our guys.
Nice.
I have friends who are dead.
Okay.
I have friends who, even a female friend of mine, we went to secondary school together, but I go to no grammar school. She was killed by her boyfriend.
Oh no, that's a different thing. That's not Boko Haram now, is that?
Yeah, that's not Boko Haram. Yes, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I hate the way Boko Haram are just killing. Killing them. But I would still love to join if I have the opportunity.
All right. Okay. Hopefully, the government listening can do something about the middlemen, get them out of the way, and let people who have a passion to serve move into the system. We're just about to go off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues. We're probing your desire and questioning your intentions to join the Nigerian military. Would you do it for nation and for pride? My name is Joyce. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side, and my name is Joyce. It's 0700-993-993-993, the number to call. Another number, which is exclusively for women, 01465-7190 for women alone. And WhatsApp, hello our friends who are sending messages to us, either on Twitter or on WhatsApp. WhatsApp number 080-9597-5805. Send us a tweet, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. My name is Joyce. Certainly a pleasure meeting you. If you have just joined the conversation, well, we're considering the fact that your services might be needed by the state, well, needed by the Federation. As we have reported in the news, in 2020, second quarter of 2020, 386 soldiers resigned from the Nigerian Army, which was the second quarter. Well, they're citing a number of concerns. One, loss of interest, which kind of is ambiguous because you have to take that apart to understand what they mean or what has led to a loss of interest. One can be said to be poor weapons, loss of morale, unimproved allowances, and continuous loss of soldiers to Boko Haram, and that's justified. That can make a man or a woman lose interest. So my guess is, given every security concern that we have in the nation today, there's got to be Nigerians who would love to serve the nation, to defend her borders, defend the people, defend the name, and defend her peace. Would you join the Nigerian military? Let's talk on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you, Mercy. I'm happy to have you here.
I'm happy to talk to you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Would you join the Nigerian military to defend her honor and glory? So help you God.
Yeah, I would really love to. But that's if I was in the U.S.
Oh, honey, please. Like, you just took the air out of our lungs. So wait.
Oh, my God.
Why would you fight for the U.S. and not for Nigeria?
Well, Joyce, you two can see it now.
I really hate to make you tell us what you're thinking. I think I know what you're looking at.
Okay, Joyce, a man called and told you that since 2015, they've not received anything from the government for pension. How much more those who have died while serving the country? So, Joyce, there's nothing that is going to intrigue me about the Nigerian force.
So do you feel like if you joined, you wouldn't be paid pension? Hold on a second. I believe that some people are being paid pension, others are not being paid. I think that's the situation.
Joyce, I'm not even talking about the pension right now. Okay, while I'm in the force, what if something happens to me?
We'll send you some money. Already. We'll send you money. We'll take care of your family. Girl, I'm serious.
Joyce, don't even try to make it intriguing. I'm not going to opt for Nigerian military force, please.
I've heard.
Joyce, it's so good to speak to you this afternoon.
So good hearing from you, lady. Thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you. It's 1 p.m. You are listening to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We're going to quickly go off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues. Be nowhere else but here. This is radio. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side, and my name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, a day we know we call worthy of note, or we hold it to be worthy of note. And we're going to speak about the Congo in a minute. Not necessarily make a conversation out of it, but I just wanted to remind every Nigerian listening, whether you're Nigerian by birth, you're Nigerian by any other extension, really, whether you're even Nigerian by heart. I'm Italian by heart. Yeah. If you love Nigeria, I want you to know that you're on the richest continent. And it's sad to really see what has happened to Africa. And I know you know enough of your history to believe what I'm saying. I know you know enough of that. This Congo is just, it just makes me smile. But maybe also breaks my heart as well. All right, we're going to leave the Congo and come right back to Nigeria. Would you join the military to defend her honor and her glory? Defend the honor and the glory of Nigeria. Defend the nation. That's something honorable. Some of you are saying, I mean, I think there is grounds for you to hold on to some of the questions that you have or misgivings. And sometimes the situation is kind of iffy, you know, it doesn't quite appear clear to you. And for that reason, you don't want to put your head into something that you would call oblivion. Why do that? But if you took away all your fears for the sake of nation, would you serve in the military? Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? We're happy to have you. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Val.
Welcome, Val. Nigeria beckons. Do you answer?
I'm sorry to say no. If it were to be 10, 15 years back, 16 years back, I would have opted for the Navy, or probably DSS,
okay,
or even the military, whatever, or the Army.
But now, but you've lost calcium. I started understanding
the modus operandi, the structure, institutional arrangements, mm-hmm, so many things. And I had friends. It turned around to be not just an Nigerian Army, but like a regional Army, as if it was owned or controlled by a particular region, mm, and all that. So you find out that there was no longer equity and fairness in the recruitment process if you had to bring in 100 instead of making it equitable, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
yeah,
equity basis per region. You find out that a particular place will give you 40, other places will give you 5, 6, 7, just like that.
Okay.
In terms of promotion and all that, it was one-sided. Okay. In terms of upliftment, like when they go for courses and all that, when you have to set up or appoint generals in top positions,
moving up the hierarchy.
Yes, hierarchy. You find out that competent and people of high intellect were sacrificed for ethnic bias in order for you to push somebody just an interest ahead. You sacrifice so many intellectual property and all that. So it's like in a mess now. The structure is somehow.
But we need men like you with both intelligence and conscience to go in there and fix it.
For someone like me, okay, as an individual, I had vowed many years back that I will never shed human blood. I'm that kind of person.
But
at the same time, I despise oppression. I hate cheating. I hate victimization.
Mm.
The only thing that will make me stand to fight now and to join any, if I were to fight for a nation, if we are to be a nation, or if I were to fight for an ethnic nationality in order for our existence and all that, then I can make up my mind to join. But as it is now, Nigerian Army, I'm not really convinced. Somebody told me once that the way it is structured, it will be difficult for the Army to come back to power. Why? Because of politicians and all that, what they've done for them during Obasanjo's time, it will be difficult. But even at that, this tribal sentiment, ethnic bias, it exists in the Nigerian Army, which is not condonable for me.
Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. You must turn off your radio.
Nigeria Army, don't you see their training on Facebook? They will swim inside gutter. You want me to go and swim inside gutter before joining Nigeria Army?
No, I haven't First of all, turn off your radio. This is hardly even a conversation. I can hear myself. Hello?
Hello?
All right. Was that a lady? Why is that the only... Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
How are you, Joyce?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Welcome, lady. Welcome.
How's your work today?
Beautiful. It's my boss's birthday. There's a huge cake downstairs. Let me go down before they finish here. So hey, talk quickly so I can go downstairs for my own slice of the cake.
Don't talk quickly. Because if I talk quickly, then you go and eat. You not give me.
Look at you. Oh, wait. You're horrible. So because because I'm not going to share with you, then you wouldn't speak quickly.
I will talk gently.
Stay there. I'm on your diet. Stay there.
Please. Let me talk. I'll talk fast. How are you?
I'm good. Would you join the Nigerian military to defend her honor and glory? So help you God. Yeah.
Joyce.
Our pledge is so pretty.
Too much now.
Yeah,
I cannot even hit my chest and swear for them. Talk less of to join.
Uh-oh. What do you mean by that?
Good. Other countries will tell you, America will say, I love America. Ghana will say,
you love Nigeria.
Me, I cannot hit my chest and tell the world that Nigeria is I've done better thing in my life. I don't understand.
Are you saying you don't have enough faith in our unity?
I don't have enough faith.
Okay.
I cannot even join Nigeria Army. I cannot see myself for them. Look at what they are doing. Just look at what they are doing. I say, look at tomatoes.
Oh, you know what? Come on, honey. Tomato. What happened to tomatoes?
Good. Thank you for telling me this. Tomato and onions. No, the market again. Four tomatoes is 100 naira.
That is not a military problem now, is it?
Hey, no, but if you're working for the military, you're working for Nigeria. Two of us.
I don't understand you, honey. First of all, are you saying that because there's tomato, tomato is expensive, you wouldn't join? That's not cogent.
Not that. If the country is good, I would do anything for the country. That's my take. If the country is good, I can join the military, I can join the police, I can join the army, anything. But Nigeria is not good. You say I should go and fight for Nigeria. I cannot do such a thing.
Okay.
You understand me now?
No. I'm just going to assume that I do and just say okay.
Oh, Joyce.
What?
The country now that you were, that you went for school, they are talking that I like you very well, they are doing the way you are doing. Can't you die for that kind of country?
No. No.
You cannot die for that country.
No, it's not my country.
Okay, which country can you die for?
Well, I don't have it in me to kill another man or go to war. I don't have it in me.
Nah, nobody wants to kill. Nah, everybody's doing that shall not kill.
I mean, some people have a passion for it. What's wrong?
Yeah, let us see the matter. I cannot die for Nigeria. That's my own thing.
All right, thank you very much. I mean, I wouldn't die for, let's see. I wouldn't die for a country. I wouldn't die for Russia or America. I wouldn't. Or Canada. I don't have that passion. I mean, I can die for something else, but not for a country. I'm not persuaded in that regard. Honey, that wasn't cogent enough, honey. That wasn't cogent enough. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Babatunde Olugbenga. I'm calling from Lekki.
Thank you. So the conversation is to join the military to defend the nation and to defend the dignity of the nation. That's a yes from you or no?
Joining Nigerian military is suicidal. So I don't think I can join them.
See, when you say suicidal, I mean, I don't even know if that's actually correct, but I can allow you to defend it. What do you mean when you say that?
Okay. Let's just look what happened in Lekki to Gida time. When they were alleged that military came there to kill people, they first come out, they don't come. Second time, they come with the rubber bullet. And the third time, we came with rubber bullet and live ammunition. So with all these kind of trends, we such things allow the young people to join? No. So it has been compromised.
Mm.
You understand?
So what if, say, for example, there was a policy where, you know, better policy in place to pay you better, give you better welfare, upgrade you as a Nigerian soldier, would that change your mind?
I don't think such thing can happen in Nigeria.
Have some faith. Let's assume a utopia. Let's assume that was a possibility where the Nigerian government can look at the military and say, you know what, these guys are guys and we need to, cater for them. And then they do what they can to give them a better welfare. Would you change your mind?
Well,
yes.
If such should be the case,
yes.
I think people will change and they will like to join.
What do you mean, people? I'm asking you.
I cannot decide now until such a change.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'll let you have it. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, come on, you guys are not so persuasive about what's possible. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's possible that things change because of you. Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Calling from Surulere.
Thank you very much, Juliet. You sound different. Disappoint me.
Yes, I am different. I'd serve with the Nigerian Army any day, any time.
Nice. Tell us why. What's your faith?
I believe that the Nigerian Army is a very reputable
noble.
Army.
Exactly.
Noble, reputable, strong. The fear of West African nations. I cannot forget what they did during ECOMOG. You know?
That
and
year.
I believe that they are just backing down and watching the terrain and perhaps waiting for their adversary to fall into a trap. And you know what they say about falling in a trap in the military. Do not interrupt your enemy when he's walking into a snare or a trap. And so, or making a huge mistake. And so I think the Nigerian Army is tactfully, withdrawing and watching and preparing.
Yeah,
something.
But
I
in this regard,
it's an intelligent army.
Yeah, you're actually correct. But in this regard, 386 soldiers resigned from the army second quarter last year. So
yes,
that's a resignation, not a withdrawal, meaning that these guys got tired of something somehow and decided to leave.
All Nigerians are tired of something. We're all tired because it would seem from a distance that some mediocre gangs of errant youths are carrying on, and we have some powerful elements in our country backing them up, supporting them.
Okay.
But we all know what happens to gangs and area boys and thugs. When these politicians are tired of using them, they will declare them miscreants, criminals, and they will all be shot.
Mm.
So we all know that. I believe the Nigerian Army, if they'll have me, I'll serve any day. I think it's an honorable thing to die for your country. People died for the peace we are living today.
Mm.
People died for this country we call Nigeria. People still die as we speak. And we must not allow our morale to go down.
Yeah.
Nigerian Army is the terror of West African countries.
What's your name again?
Julius from Surulere.
Julius, we should actually engrave your words in stone. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So Juliet is the only person so far who said something in support of both death and the army. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome. Yes. How are you?
Yes. Well, my name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan.
All right, Joyce. Yeah, I grew up in the barracks.
Yeah.
I lived in the barracks. And my parents were soldiers. My dad was a soldier.
Oh.
My granddad was a soldier. Joyce.
Uh-huh.
When I was almost done with secondary school, in fact, I was done with secondary school, my mom said, "Would you like to join the army?" He looked like giver. I did not say anything. I only turned like in slow motion. I like, he looked like giver. I was like, what's this one saying to me? I've seen things. I lived in the barracks. I'll hear this one go out, will not come back. This one is dead. This one is dead. This one is dead. This one is dead. So many children without fathers.
But death happens, though. You cannot say. I mean, it's not just military men.
Joy is the condition, the way they are dying. Some of them come back and they tell you the way they die. And they tell you
how does the dead come back to tell you how he died?
No. I mean some that survived.
Oh, okay.
And come back. And they tell you that the way some people die there, that it's just trap. They just go there and they're just falling into traps. Yeah, this movement is political. And it's not fun. As I'm talking to you right now, I know a lot of my friends as a young boy. This guy just joined the army. In fact, last year, about October, November, two of them just died the same day. They were friends. They went on the same operation. And you know, this thing is, I won't even pray for my enemy to join that thing. The only thing is just the uniform that is fine. Aside that, there's nothing in it. This country is not worth dying for, because they take you down there, they give you stupid guns, nonsense guns. Those guns are not okay. And people are spraying bullets like, how do I put this? And then somebody's giving you a rubber gun to go and fight Boko Haram.
That's not true.
Madam, hold on. See, 2000, I think that was 14, 15. There's this young man that was in the barracks once, and he joined the army. And later on, I saw him back in the barracks again. And I was like, wondering, you've come, at least you finished your leave. Now go back. Now, he didn't go back.
go back. Like, I didn't go back. Today I have the same question. I found out that he was one of those guys that was court martial that they said they are not going to fight again until they change their weapons, that these weapons they are giving them is no good. They can't shoot with it. They can't do anything with it. He was court martial and he was dismissed. It was when this man came into power that all of them were now reinstated. But those guys were dismissed because why? They were protesting that these guns are not okay. And they are still doing it. They are walking into mines, walking into traps. Joyce, it's political. I can't. I won't even
terrified. It's I don't know. It would appear as though you're more terrified about dying than you are about, you know, thinking through what is possible. I do appreciate the fact that you don't want to join. I'm not forcing you to. But maybe there are good sides.
Terrified is a good thing. At least it shows that I'm human.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing. What I'm saying is that for this country, it's not worth it.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side. Oh, wow. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you? Okay, so I want to speak to maybe one, two more persons, and then we go to WhatsApp to read your comments. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Jide.
Welcome, Jide. Welcome, Jide.
Yes. I would rather live for the country than die for the country.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah. Well, what exactly are you living for? Because that's also something else.
Well, from my grandfather to my father, like, throughout their life, they never saw this country in a good state. So, I want to live to see the country in a good state. So, I'd rather work with people to get to that state.
What about working with the military?
If things change, maybe. But as it stands, hell no.
We can't argue with that. We can't. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jide, for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Could you turn off your radio? That would be appreciated. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon. This is Mohammed Haruna Maygor. I'm calling from Ankara Bridge.
From where, please?
All right. You see, the topic is very nice. We're talking about patriotism, nationalism in the military is very nice and very interesting. So, you see, this military, or I can say the Nigerian Armed Forces, is divided along the ethnic and religious line.
Mm.
When I was very young, I wanted to join military. Can you hear me?
Totally. We're with you. Please go ahead.
All right. I wanted to join military. Then my mother told me that if I'm going to join the Nigerian Armed Forces, I should go for Nigerian Defense Academy. The school is located in Kaduna State. I'm from Kaduna State, right?
You are from Kaduna State?
Yes, I'm from Kaduna State. I'm from Kaduna State.
All
so,
right.
I went to CAFE, then I obtained the form, then I filled everything. I went for the exam. I passed my exam successfully, and my name was published. When we go for interview, do you know what?
What?
I will tell you. So, when we came for the medical test, we were naked. All of us, we are naked. 36. All of us, we are naked. Then we do everything. So, when we come for the final interview, I will forget that day. The consulting officer there, he asked me, what is my name? That's why that my file was at the front of his table.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me about my religion. At that time, actually, I would lie for you. My CV, or I can say all my school documents and certificates, my religion there is not Islam or Christianity. It's monotheism.
Monotheism,
confirmed. Because I'm a Muslim, I know, but actually, I don't use Islam as my religion because when you are in the position of a Christian or Islam, that religion used to attract some sentiment.
Yeah.
He asked me, what is that religion? I say, monotheism. He said, okay, fine. So he began to ask me some sentiment question. And actually, when we have done with the interview, at the end, my name was not published on the national newspaper. Are you understanding my philosophy?
Yes.
So I did not make it. Then I went there over 6 times. I could not get into the military. Do you know why? It's all the children of the generals, colonels, chief of all these things. they are the ones getting recruited, giving them admission to study there, because immediately when you finish from that school, you will start it from the rank of second lieutenant.
Mm.
You understand?
So yeah.
It's very difficult for the son of a poor man or for a poor woman to get admission into that school. From there, I decided to give up my passion and everything. I decided to sacrifice and serve for this country in the military. But at the end, then I had to give up and find for another job to do.
Yeah.
From there, I struggled to do this and that. It couldn't work there. From there, I lose up in military. Then I don't have the interest to go and join Nigerian Armed Forces.
But you're still a Muslim. You're still a Muslim. Practicing Muslim.
You said?
You are right now still a practicing Muslim, yeah?
No.
You're a monotheist.
Yes.
You're neither Christian nor Muslim.
No, I am a Muslim. You know what? I use one strategy. The strategy is that today we go for an interview to get a job, to be employed.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they see you as you are a Christian, maybe the interviewer, maybe it's a Muslim. Whenever you see you as
they're sentimental. Religious sentiment.
Yes, because this one is a Muslim or is a Christian or is it something of that nature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, my tribal sentiment, you understand.
Very true. Absolutely.
So that is why use monotheism.
So right now, you know, you're not in the military, but are you Christian now or are you Muslim?
No.
You're still a Muslim. So you only play that politics, well, we can't call it politics, but that was pretty much the front you put up just so that you could see how you were judged, fair or otherwise.
Exactly. You got it 100% right.
Wow.
Exactly. So this is what is happening. I don't want to mention the name of that particular officer because of security reasons.
Yeah.
Because it has gone.
Yeah.
So this is what is happening. So for us to come and go back to the military as it was before, it's a very difficult thing to reform in this country because of insensitive, inefficient, and corruption in the armed forces. Thank you.
Very much. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I think we can afford one more conversation before we go off on a break. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. I'm happy to hear from you. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, so you have about a minute 30 seconds, and I hope that suffice.
Yes, sir.
You have a minute 30 seconds. I hope it's enough for you.
Okay. The second guy that called earlier said there's inscription on the logo of Nigeria Army that discouraged him from joining the army.
No, he didn't say it discouraged him. He said someone just pointed it out. It was just a concern. You know, it didn't discourage him.
What they wrote there was just the motto.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Said, Al-Nasru min Allahi, meaning the victory comes from God.
Victory comes from God, okay.
Yes, then my own take on the Nigeria Army. I am a police officer, but I've tried to join the Nigeria Army.
Mm-hmm.
I was unlucky to join.
Yeah.
So I tried police, and they picked me. My name was out. Then, Army, they call them suffering and smiling. That is why you always see them aggressive whenever they are with the members of the public. They are not treating them well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they are treating police well, but army are suffering more than police because some police officers still have alternatives.
Mm.
So that is just my take.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate that contribution. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Very, very insightful, honestly. As much as I try to make levity of your contributions, I've learned enough to see through what could have just been a regular conversation. And I'm really grateful for that. We're going to quickly go off on a break. When we come back, we're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Don't go anywhere.